talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st, at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which takes place every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, as I mentioned, coming up January 29th through the 31st, and we'll be talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Also, we'll be talking with Allison Williams with Coastal Elevators and Lifts, Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics, Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders, and then finally we have a bonus interview with Rick Jackson. He's one of the businesses that you see in Charleston Home and Design magazine called Carolina Machine Finishing, and that's his work, but his real passion is a local charity called Remember, and we're going to be talking to him. It's the weekend before Christmas. I know it's in the spirit of giving. I know a lot of people are motivated to make a donation, and Rick just got back from a trip to around the world, basically, and we're going to hear about his trip and the orphans that he and the other folks in Remember helped to serve, and it's a very moving interview. So I hope you'll tune in for that. Have a great weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Jade, first of all, thanks for hosting today's radio show, and also thanks for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And take a minute and tell everybody about Melser Tile.
We are a locally family-owned business. We've been in business here in the Charleston area since 1968, currently in our second generation of family ownership. And we are a full-service ceramic tile, just any kind of tile or natural stone distributor. So we mm-hmm. don't do any installation, but we sell all the products along with the setting materials, maintenance products, and things of that nature.
How long has Melser Tile been in business?
Since 1968, so 47 and a half years.
47 and a half years. Yeah, it seems like any builder who's been building homes in Charleston for a while, Melser has been their go-to place for tile. They always send their customers to Melser Tile. Why do you think that is?
I think we really try to do a good job of keeping professional folks in the showroom and really trying to change up all of our vignettes and really keep our people educated and on the latest and the greatest. We like to say we shop the world to bring you the best in ceramic tile and natural stone. So We participate in all the big tile shows and go there and see what the newest things are in the market, mm-hmm. and try to bring those back to Charleston.
Yeah, it seems like every time I visit Meltzer Tile, there's something new to look at. There's your showroom never stays constant; it's always changing.
Yeah, absolutely. We just finished four or five new vignettes, and yeah, something is always changing. You know, we constantly have things that are being discontinued and new things that we find in the market, and we like to make sure we show you, you know, pretty much exactly what your bathroom or whatever other room of your home can look like.
Mm-hmm. When you say vignettes, what do you mean?
Well, along this back wall here, we have wall sections that are roughly about 4x8, and then floor sections that are about 2 feet by 4 feet, where we can show you a combination of a wall tile and a floor tile that either go together or that one of our designers in the showroom has put together. And it's a lot easier to see the color movement and texture differences from piece to piece when you can see an installation like that rather than just looking at one piece of tile on a board.
Yeah, and Meltzer Tile certainly has plenty of sample boards around, but a lot of times homeowners just need a little bit more more of a display to look at so they can see envision how it might look in their own homes at home.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tim. And, you know, like I said before, there's a lot of color movement to a lot of the products, especially if it's a natural stone product that we sell. So it can be a little bit deceiving just to look at one piece versus looking at an installation. And obviously we can't install everything that we have, but, you know, the more popular items and typically some of the newer items, we have installations of those done so you can see exactly what it'll look like.
The nice thing about the vignettes too is it seems like there's an infinite number of possibilities of choosing tile for your home, and so to see some of these vignettes with some of the pre-selected tiles and how they all go together, and you're not going to make a mistake it makes the decision making easier for tile with all these vignettes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things that we try to do when we have a customer is to listen to them and sort of rule out portions of the showroom, because our showroom is quite large at 7,500 square feet. It's the largest tile showroom in South Carolina, and so it can get confusing in here. But by putting these vignettes up, and these are things that we've sold before that our designers really feel like we have a chance of selling, so we feel like we get folks to their goal quicker, and they don't, you know, have to spend hour upon hour in here, you know, with designs, which if they'd like to do that, we're here and we'd love to do it.
A lot of homeowners that are building or remodeling have an interior designer that helps them choose tile, and because it can be overwhelming, and so you see a lot of interior designers that come here to Meltzer Tile, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and we love working with them. Some of them have designed some of our vignettes in some other areas, and we love working with those folks because we get some continuity going with them from past projects, and we kind of figure out their, you know, what they like and you know, can get them to their goal quicker.
But you don't have to have an interior designer to come to Meltzer Tile. And talk about your staff. How many tile designers do you have here?
Yeah, we have five ladies in the showroom that are all tile designers, and they just do an incredible job. I think the longest tenured one is about 16 or 17 years, but Jill, our showroom manager, has been here over 10 years. Some of the other ladies, you know, 4 or 5 years. So they all have a lot of experience and a real, you know, a real knack for helping you get to your goal.
Mm-hmm. What's the process? I mean, if you come in, and is it based on your budget, or is it based on where you need tile throughout your house, or is it a combination?
Yeah, I think it's a combination, and every customer is different, and that's why, you know, at every sales meeting we talk about listening a lot more than we talk. So in our initial meeting, you know, we're trying to figure out what your goals are. Are you just coming to get tile on your bathroom wall because your builder told you had to, or are you really trying to make a statement with it? And from there, once we figure out sort of that goal, then we'll figure out where else to take you. Is one of your big things budget, which a lot of times it is. And by the way, we can pretty well keep you into whatever reasonable budget you would like, from, you know, a lower end to you know, as high as you would like to go. And so that's sort of the way the process goes, is listening and figuring out where you want to go and then doing our best to try to get you there.
Yeah, I remember when we were building our house about 7 years ago, and we came to Meltzer Tile. We wanted subway tile for the backsplash in the kitchen, and there was like a larger glass subway tile that we really liked, but the cost was a little higher than we wanted to spend. And you folks were able to find us a different type of subway tile that was still glass. It was just smaller subway tiles, and it met the budget. So there's always a way to meet the budget for a customer.
Right, absolutely. And you know, with as much tile as there is out there, and as many vendors as there are, you know, we can typically do that. If you have something you really like, but you just think it's too expensive, we can certainly, you know, do some searching around and do our best to find it for you at a lower price point.
Tile is one of the most maintenance or low maintenance or maintenance free products out there. Are there certain maintenance products that you recommend for homeowners for their tile?
Yeah, absolutely. We sell a whole line of cleaners and sealers and things of that nature, and that particular line is made by Aquamix, and you know, any of our sales folks can walk you through all that. We really get in more into the nitty-gritty of that in our contractor sales department, and we'd love to help you with any of that. You know, you can seal your grout on a ceramic or porcelain tile project. You don't need to seal the tile itself, but on any natural stone project, which we sell a lot of that too, you need to seal that and then keep it sealed every couple of years, and we can walk through that with you. One of the biggest things that we see, Tim, is a lot of folks will just go and buy an off-the-shelf type of cleaner, and you really need something specifically for your tile or stone product, and we have all of those in stock, and we can tell you how to use them and that kind of thing as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. With the flooding that we had this past fall, a lot of people, you know, their carpeting got flooded or their hardwood floors got flooded, and you have a message you wanted to send to some of those flooding victims.
Yeah, we've set aside you know, several products that we were actually bringing in and about to just put into our regular stock, and we've sort of slashed some prices on those to sort of try to help the community out with that. And you know, we can help you choose a proper tile to go into your installation. And one of the things we like to say is a properly selected and installed tile product will last the life of your home or business, and we'd certainly love to help you with any of those things as far as the community continues to recover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can recall something my brother-in-law told me. He lives out on Isle of Palms, and he's in one of those old J.C. Long homes, the concrete-built homes, mm-hmm. that they built right after World War II. And he's bragged to me in the past that he doesn't worry about a hurricane flooding or anything. All he'll do, he's got tile on the floor and concrete walls, and all he'll have to do is just take a hose and hose everything out, because tile is one of those products, if it gets wet, it's not going to be ruined like hardwood flooring.
That's exactly right. And you know, no maintenance, I mean, besides just sweeping and mopping it. So yeah, we can help you with any of those.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Meltzer Tile?
Well, you can find us on the web at Meltzer, MELCER tile.com. You can call us here at the showroom on Dorchester Road, 843-744-5345, or you can visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Tuesdays we stay open until 7 in the showroom, and we're at 4965 Dorchester Road.
And selecting tile is a time-consuming project, and you recommend folks set up an appointment maybe?
Yeah, and you certainly don't have to. What we'll have a lot of folks do is they'll come for their first sort of look around and just sort of walk around the showroom, and you can walk in anytime you'd like. But if you set an appointment, we've got a salesperson that's waiting on you and that's ready to work with you for as long as it takes.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Jay Rotten with Meltzer Tile. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio.
Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Allison Williams with Coastal Elevators and Lifts. How you doing, Allison?
Oh, fine, Tim. How you doing today?
Good. Allison, take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Elevators and Lifts.
Well, Coastal Elevators and Lifts is a locally owned and operated company. We do home elevators, dumbwaiters, vertical lifts, stair lifts. We do some very limited commercial stair lifts, vertical lifts, or dumbwaiters, and LULAs, which are limited use, limited accessibility lifts. But our primary is in the residential market.
Gotcha. Are elevators affordable?
They are very affordable. You can do from the least expensive for a stair lift on a straight set of stairs for $3,000 up to, you know, the LULAs for several tens of thousands. But most home elevators are going to run you between $17,000 and $19,000, depending on the distance you're traveling. Mm-hmm. And then you can go a lot more than that if you want a custom finish or you have some specialty items that you want included on the elevator.
Is that just for the elevator, or does that include installation?
That's the elevator and the installation. That does not include any shaft preparation if you are needing, if you're doing a retrofit and you need a contractor to build the shaft, or even a lot of homes now have stacked closets where they prepared for a future elevator, there's still going to be minimal work that needs to be done to have the floors removed. In some cases, you might still need power run to where the equipment's going, or a pit cut out for the elevator to recess into on the ground floor so that you have a smooth transition from the slab on the ground floor to the mm-hmm. elevator.
What you don't know, you don't miss. Who needs an elevator? There might be some people out there who haven't even thought about having an elevator installed in their home, but they might either need it or enjoy some of the benefits.
Well, as we know, down here in the Lowcountry, the vast majority of the homes are elevated. So before you even get in the house, you have to go up some way, whether it's in an elevator or upstairs. And while the person owning the home may have no need medically or anything like that, they may know somebody. We have a lot of people, you know, I've got to get this in, or my aunt can't come visit me, or my mom can't come down, or, you know, I had my friend come over and they weren't able to do the stairs, so they couldn't come over. So there's, even if you don't physically need it, and then a lot of people like it so that they can get their groceries and their luggage in safely, because it's very dangerous to maneuver these stairs when you have your arms full of bags or a heavy suitcase. And you know, that's where a lot of accidents can happen. You can fall down because you can't hold the handrail because your arms are full.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't want to physically use the elevator yourself, you could put your stuff in it. And then when you do need it, because you're not able to do the stairs any longer, or you just never know when you might misstep and end up in a cast for a few weeks. And mm-hmm. then that makes it very difficult.
Is it when you go from the ground floor to the first floor of your house, is that considered a one-stop elevator?
That would be two stops.
Two stops, because you've got the ground floor plus the...
It stops at two different floors, so it would be two stops.
Two stops.
So every place it stops is considered a one.
Gotcha. And is it more expensive as the taller the house that you have?
That is one of the considerations, the amount of travel involved. A typical three-stop, which would be an elevated home with two levels, is running right now about $18,750.
Oh, so it's not like double the price or something?
No. So you're looking at $1,000, $1,500 more. Now, when you get up to like a four-stop, then there is a lot, you know, it might be $2,500 more, just because it's a lot. We'd have to do a split cylinder to get it in the house and mm-hmm. things, other things like that add to the cost. But most of the applications in the Lowcountry are for a three-stop. And again, like I said, that's just under 19,000 installed. That would be for an unfinished cab, so that you could finish it the way you want. If people look at the Charleston Home Design magazine, they'll see some pictures that have been taken of cabs that have been finished by the homeowners after the fact, and they can just personalize the space. So it's not just a cookie cutter, what comes from the factory. They've done some very nice things with them, as you've seen.
Yeah, that's the years. A new campaign that Coastal Elevators and Lifts has got going on.
Elevator of the Month. And so when you open up Charleston Home and Design Magazine and go to the Coastal Elevators and Lifts ad, you're going to see a different local project, a different local elevator. And we're showing people how we're showing our readers how these people have customized and personalized their elevator. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they like it when they can put their own personal touch. And like I said, you've seen some, like we did an article, I think that's probably about 3 or 4 years ago that you went in, if you remember, on Orange Street. That was a very unique application.
Alice in Wonderland, right?
Type, yeah, something like that, yeah. So that was
quite a, yeah, it was the whole Alice in Wonderland theme was in that one elevator. It was very,
right,
very
right. And the whole house, she had a lot of uniqueness.
Yes.
And some people do very little, and some people do a lot of extravagance. So it's just, it's a blank canvas, so you do whatever you want.
What brands of elevators does Coastal Elevators and Lifts carry?
Our primary is Wapaka Elevator. They're based in Appleton, Wisconsin, and they've been in business for over 50 years. Very good, reliable product. We also do Saveri on new installs if somebody needs something that they offer that maybe we can't find with the Wapaka. But we can service and maintain just about any brand. We do Handicare stair lifts, Acorn stair lifts.
Is there a way to do the stair lifts, some of the, you know, the other options that Coastal Elevators and Lifts can help people with, other than elevators, that isn't permanent or doesn't kind of look like give an institutional or a hospital look to a home?
They have several different looks. I mean, you're still going to have a rail going up the stairs, but it is something that can be removed after the need is gone. You know, if the person that needs it moves, then it can be removed, and then the stairs can just be repaired, and no problem there.
Talk about retrofitting a home with an elevator. What's involved with adding an elevator to an existing home?
Again, that can be a little or a lot. You know, if somebody has planned ahead and they have the stairs lined up so that you can just take the floors out and make a shaft, that's on the easy end. We have people that will build an exterior shaft and maybe take out windows in bedrooms and make them into doors, and that has worked out like that. We've worked on a couple of projects lately where they've eliminated the stairs on the ground floor and built the shaft under the stairs and put an elevator in there. We've been talking about doing that in the next article so that people can see that as well. And, it really depends on the space that they have. Not everybody has the space. You know, they might have restrictions by their HOA or the city or something like that. So it's really on a case-by-case on whether we can do one for them.
Mm-hmm. And as far as maintenance goes with elevators, is there a lot of maintenance?
There is not a lot of maintenance. The manufacturer recommends that you service it once a year. And it's just good sense, just like taking your car in to get the oil changed. You know, you want somebody that knows what they're looking at to make sure that everything is working the way it's supposed to, all your locks are working, your brakes and things like that, so that it has a good long life and that it works when you want it to work.
Good deal. How can folks get more information about Coastal Elevators and Lifts?
They can find us on the internet at coastalelevators.com. They can email us at coastalelevators@aol.com, and they can call us at 843-557-0106. And we're located on John's Island with a showroom that if they wanted to come in and look at the elevators, and we have a stair lift there as well. And that's at 3515 Meeks Farm Road on John's Island, which is just off of Maybank Highway.
And you've got a working elevator at Coastal Elevators and Lifts.
That's correct. We actually have two of them, a cable unit and a hydraulic unit.
Hmm. Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Allison Williams with Coastal Elevators and Lifts. Thanks so much, Allison.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Jonathan, take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Sure. So Aiden Fabrics is in Mount Pleasant. We're at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, and we have over 2,000 bolts of fabric by the yard, both indoor and outdoor. So we primarily focus on home decor fabrics, so we don't really carry any apparel or anything like that. So anybody who's looking to come in and refresh their home with fabric, we are the place to come to.
Gotcha. Where around the house, where might someone have a need for fabric from Aiden Fabrics?
Sure. So the typical customer is looking to redo either a chair or a sofa in their living space, but it goes in many different directions from there. We work with a lot of customers that are not only reupholstering a sofa or a chair, but they may be wanting to recover outdoor cushions. They may want to do something as small as just a little throw pillow or do an entire room, and that may involve bedding, draperies, and anything that you can imagine with texture in your home. So it really does run the full gamut.
Nice. Not everybody is a skilled seamstress, and so that you find the perfect fabric, how will it be fabricated?
We actually have design staff in our store that can help people that have zero experience all the way up to years of experience. Many customers that walk through the front door have just a range of different experience and levels of knowledge about how fabrics work. But if customers have a need to make the product, we offer those services in our store. So sometimes they have a friend or a family member that can sew for them, and that works great. If they don't, we'd be happy to make that pillow, make those draperies for them, cushions. Or even if they want to buy brand new, we actually have several lines of custom handmade furniture, typically out of Hickory, North Carolina. So it's very good quality. So we have a lot of different ways that we can make that fabric work for them in their home and make something really nice with it.
Mm-hmm. If someone hasn't visited Aiden Fabrics in the past year or so, talk about some of the changes and the new items that Aiden Fabrics is carrying these days, besides fabrics.
Right. And so, we are primarily a fabric store, but what we know and we have found is that there are so many things that accompany that fabric, and we have started to carry a lot of products that what I like to call grab-and-go items. They're accessories. So the ready-made pillow that's either out of our fabric or from a different vendor. Lighting, so lamps around the store, rugs, poofs that make great little seating articles or even an ottoman out of it. So there are, tables and chests and things that were artwork that customers would now come in and see us starting to stock on the sales floor. So it's a great way while you're shopping for fabric to browse that area and see if there's something that you can pick up quickly, put in your home, and you don't have to think about it or wait 4 to 6 weeks for it to be made or customized. Mm-hmm. It's right there ready for you. So for around the holidays, for example, it's a great way to add a little pop of color or light or something in your home that you can do right away, get mm-hmm. instant satisfaction out of it.
Yeah, and Christmas is almost here, and so I understand Aiden Fabrics, you folks have got a nice sale going on. Talk about that a bit.
We do. So the sale is called Shiny and Bright. Mm-hmm. Anything that is tagged with a festive tag, and you'll see them either in burlap or a little red tag in our store, is 25% off. And that would be items that are shiny in a silvery or a gold color, or bright as in lighting or mirrors. So it's going to be fabric, lamps, and pillows, and mirrors that are in our on our sales floor right now. And the nice thing is that it's the whole month long, and they'll have a few days before the holidays if they even need to come in and grab something to put in that room to complete it, right before the family comes in and really add a nice pop of color or brightness to your room.
Mm, that's great. And it's not, these aren't Christmas oriented items that you know everybody puts on sale and you're not going to pull them out until next year. These are just, that's just the name of the sale, shiny and bright.
Exactly. So it's going to be, for example, a nice shiny silver velvet that you can use all year around, or it'll be a burlap that you could put around your Christmas tree to make a skirt, but you could also have used that throughout the year. So the shiny and bright, there's not anything that's going to look like Santa Claus on it or look like you only want to have it in your home around the holidays. They are products that are applicable and useful all year round.
Nice. We've talked before on the radio show, Jonathan, about people purchasing outdoor fabrics from Aiden Fabrics and using them not just for items outside on the exterior in the outdoor living area of your house, but also on the interior of your house. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. That is a very, very popular concept right now. Essentially, you know, outdoor fabrics for years had been made for outdoor use, and they were great fabrics, but they were not always soft and comfortable to sit in, except for when you were sitting on your patio out in the sun, and you just expected the fabric to feel that way. Well, the outdoor fabric manufacturers caught on to the construction of the fabric remaining the same, but giving it a feel that would feel comfortable in your living room, for example. So people that have pets or that have children where that stain-resistant property of the fabric is very useful for them wanted to have fabric that is stain-resistant and water-repellent, that's easy to clean, but feels nice. It doesn't feel like stiff, we call it crunchy outdoor mm-hmm. fabric of the days of old. And so Sunbrella and Outdura, the two brands that we carry the most of, you can come in and shop over 400 bolts of fabric in our outdoor room and find fabrics that feel great, they're livable, but they have all the construction and the properties that you would need in order for it to be easily cleanable. So my children, for example, sit every morning and watch TV with Cheerios and maybe some chocolate in the afternoon or a drink that they may spill on it. And I can't tell you how many times I've been able just to take a sponge with this tiny speck of soap and wash it down, and it is just a beautiful thing.
Hmm.
So for dogs and cats and children, it is the way to go to upholster in your home. So that versatility is awesome. It's been very popular for our customers, and they just a lot of times go straight to that outdoor room and start there because they know the chances are they'll find a fabric there that works anywhere in their home.
Hmm. And it's comfortable to the touch, and you can have a slip cover made out of this outdoor fabric and still take a nice nap and it'll feel good.
Absolutely. The fabric has, a lot of it has a very sort of slubby or nubby texture to it, which is very common in a lot of the strictly indoor fabrics. And so I really would encourage anybody to come in and just feel the fabric, feel how soft it is, feel how comfortable it would be to lay down and take a nap on. I think they'd be thoroughly impressed.
Mm. And what do you say to our listeners who might have a need for some of that outdoor fabric, for some of their outdoor living chairs and items for the outdoors?
Yeah, so, you know, being that it is primarily made to withstand the elements for outdoor use, it has properties in the fabric that withstand several thousand hours of light fastness. So it can be in the sun. It can be in full sun, bright sun, all day, every day, for several years, and won't break down. Eventually, it will break down, but it is made to last a long time. In addition to that, it is the acrylic nature of the fabric is going to resist the molding and the mildew that you would see in some outdoor fabrics that are not made that way. So if water gets on it, and you don't have to worry about drying it out right away, you don't have to worry about that mold and mildew setting in and having to bleach it every month. There is a little bit of maintenance that can go along with it that can extend the life of the fabric, but it's really a peace of mind fabric knowing that the sun's not going to fade it right away, that the porch can have leaves and dirt blow onto it. It's not going to set in and stain. But if it does have a little bit of maintenance needed, all you have to do is take a little bit of water and some bleach and it comes right out.
Hmm.
Most people are surprised that a dark navy fabric, for example, or a black fabric on an outdoor cushion could have bleach applied and it would not fade the color. The nature of solution dyed acrylic fabric is that the dyeing process happens so early on in the inception of making the thread that it is almost impossible to fade with bleach. And so every time people buy fabric in our store and it's a darker color, they always are, "Are you sure? Can I really put bleach on this?" And you can. You can put bleach on it and clean it, and it will not fade that fabric. So it's incredible.
Is it too early for people to come to Aiden Fabrics to if they wanted to update their cushions for outdoor use?
It's not. In fact, it's funny. Every time the new year rolls around, people are starting to get into that mind frame of updating and refreshing the outdoors because they want to be ready by the time March and April come around to have something complete in their home and sit on. And so I would recommend if anybody's thinking of redoing their outdoor cushions to come on in and let's take a look at some of the fabric needs, pick something out, and then let's go ahead and get in the queue with the workroom so they can have those cushions done and ample time for them to sit outside as soon as the weather turns warm. Let's put them at the front of the line.
Good deal.
Make their neighbors jealous early.
Right. How can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
They can go to www.aidenfabrics.com and check out all of our products and services and meet our team. But you can always call us at 843-216-0008 or visit our showroom at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard. We're in between King Street Grill and Los Arcos in the Iron Gate Shopping Plaza.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How you doing, Alan?
Oh, great, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Alan, you are a custom builder. Take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Design Builders.
Coastal Design Builders Alan has been building custom homes and doing remodeling and additions for 29 years. Next year, Tim, will be my 30th anniversary. So I've learned a few things, but we're a design build firm. So if a homeowner comes with plans, I can build plans that an architect has drawn. If they have plans that need some minor modifications, I can redline or manage that and help them with those changes and build custom homes. And then if they want an addition or a kitchen, a master bathroom redone, I do those as well.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And, you know, this is the time of year where builders, you're usually under a tight deadline. You got to get everything done so we can celebrate the holidays in our new house. Are you experiencing that?
Well, I am. I started a house up in Somerville this summer, and it's on the Ashley River. So we were doing fine, no particular delays. And then about a month or so ago, when Mount Pleasant got 24 inches of rain, and everyone knows about the flooding that occurred. Well, that particular property, the house was not flooded because it was a raised foundation. But there was water. So for 10 days, 2 weeks, we couldn't do anything. So I'm going to get them in by Christmas. But I was hoping to have originally got them in by Thanksgiving, but can't help the weather.
Come hell or by water, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of funny. A lot of times homeowners, as soon as January 1st rolls around, that's when they're happy to start talking about the projects that they want to do in the new year. And before that, they're like, no, we want to wait until next year, the start of the year to do that. And talk about why that might be a good idea to even reach out to you now and talk to you now before the holidays about whatever project that they might want to get off the ground in 2016.
That's a good question. And I guess my thought is, you're right, like last January, probably about the second or third week, all of a sudden calls came pouring in. Everyone was done with the holidays. But builders are getting really busy, and suppliers getting materials in. There's a huge volume for tile and, you know, all kinds of lighting and products. So if a homeowner wants to meet with a builder just to at least lay some groundwork, like how booked are you? Telling the builder a little bit about the scope of their work, and the builder can say, well, you know, it'll probably, I think we get this started in whatever month they choose. Let's say they want to do something in February or March or April. But at least if they sat down with one probably free consultation with the builder just to get a perspective on timing and some ballpark costs maybe, and, you know, what the first and second and third steps would be. If I meet 10 homeowners, 8 have never built before, and most of them are not particularly afraid. But they just don't, you know, Alan, where do I begin? Do I pick you as a builder first? Do I get an architect first? Do I have to have plans? I guess I'm supposed to have a lot if I'm building a house, or, you know, they're just lost. And so at least some direction could be provided if they had that meeting.
Mm-hmm. And what when homeowners start reaching out to local builders, what are they going to experience in general?
Well, what's new in the last, I would say, 6-7 months is I'll get a call and they'll talk to me, and I'll make an appointment, usually just a couple of days, to do that initial meeting to see what they're looking at in more detail. And they'll several, actually more than 3 or 4, have brought up, well, you know, we called 4 or 5 builders. And 2 or 3 never even returned the call. And we asked the one you and another builder called, and they asked how far out he was. Well, he was 10 months out, booked with either custom home projects or remodeling. And so that left me with a meeting, and I said, well, I'm not booked, you know, 10 months or 8 months. And they were just happy that I even had that meeting with them. So I'm saying to myself, my goodness, a lot is going on, and builders are really getting booked, and they're really busy. And so homeowners, I'm hoping, will, you know, appreciate that and work with a builder if he says he can't do it tomorrow, you know. But I think it's still important to interview a couple builders and just get the builder that you can work with. And if he's available sooner or later, I think it sometimes is worth working that schedule out.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing with like material prices and things like that? I know the proverbial, you know, cost per square foot, that's always a question that you get asked. I'm sure every builder does. But you know, I was talking with a builder a couple years ago, and you know, they were saying that there was a homeowner who came on real strong and was like, you know, I want this discount and that discount. And, you know, those discounts that were associated with the recession, he said that ship has sailed.
That's correct. You know, builders wanted to maintain the quality that they had felt they had been providing to homeowners, and were wanting to maintain the quality, but they also wanted business, so they were willing to negotiate and work with homeowners so that a homeowner could get a good project completed at a pretty good price. Mm-hmm. Now builders are getting their proper margins, which have been lacking for a long time. So I think the idea of you know, big discounts and big community are negotiating is of the past at this point. material, framing lumber, shingles, those are fairly stable. They haven't gone up a lot in the last year. But some plumbing fixtures, lighting, some other allowances or finished goods that the homeowner picks out, they have gone up some, yes.
The nice thing is, though, the interest rates are still really low, and you can borrow for next to nothing, and so at least you got that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And some homeowners have a letter of approval from a bank for a big remodel or a custom home. And some don't, and there are a couple of banks that I can refer and work with where, the possibility of 10% down instead of 20, with I think no PMI, really good rate, a lock-in for 30 years, construction to perm one closing. So there's some, not only good rates, but some really good programs that will help a homeowner get their project funded.
Mm-hmm. Just very quickly, we've got about a minute left. Just talk about some of your projects that Coastal Design Builders was involved with in 2015. Kitchens?
Sure. Yeah.
Bathrooms?
Last year I did, let's see, four kitchens that were inside a house, an outdoor kitchen, and started a house last year. So a lot of remodeling, and then now all of a sudden more custom homes are coming up. I have two underway right now. I had a homeowner I'm meeting with on Friday that want me to work with them on a house after the first of the year. So things are shifting. Remodeling is still there, but for me also now more and more custom home clients are asking for my help.
New construction. Well,
new
that's
construction.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Coastal Design Builders and give them that number that you're going to, if they get a message, you're going to return it.
Sure. Well, my phone number, cell phone I have with me all the time is 843-300-9383. Also, a good starting point with contact information is my website, which is the www.coastaldesignbuilders.com. And that has pictures and history. And if you want information, it's got a click on here for information and having me call back. So either the website or the phone call is fine.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Rick, your company is Carolina Machine Finishing, and we've interviewed you many times over the years, but today we're going to talk about the charity that you are involved with called Remember. Can take a moment and just tell everybody briefly about the charity itself.
Okay, well, Remember is obviously a 501c3, tax exempt organization based right here in Charleston, and it has an international outreach, but it's based in Charleston, South Carolina. And our desire is to minister to widows and orphans of those who have lost their primary breadwinner in some of the most impoverished and difficult places around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wonderful board of doctors, nurses, laborers who just love meeting the needs of those widows and orphans.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we do, and our desire is to remember them. So consequently, that's the website.
Gotcha. So Rick, you and several other volunteers just returned in the last few days from one of your trips halfway across the world. Excuse me. Talk about this trip. Who accompanied you and what the mission was, and
the countries you visited and so forth.
Okay. I was traveling with Curtis Bostic, who is our chairman and founder, one of our board members, Jay Marshall, just a wonderful man, as is Curtis. And one of Curtis's sons, Jonathan Bostic, traveled with us as well. So the four of us departed. We literally flew, you know, the culmination of the trip was around the world heading west, and our first stop via many locations was Myanmar, what we would call Burma, in Southeast Asia. And then our second stop was South Sudan through a number of stops there in the southern part of Africa. And then our final stop was Lebanon in the Middle East. So that was the primary purpose, was to hit all three of those countries, taking care, you know, seeking out needs, ministering, meeting the needs of widows and orphans.
Gotcha. And when we were firming up today's interview, you sent me a text that said it was the mission was to 9 different countries, 62 hours of flying, all within a 12-day time period. That's just amazing. You must have some incredible jet lag from that.
I think I probably always suffered a bit of a jet lag if anybody ever talked to me for very long. But yes, certainly a tiring trip. 62 hours was airborne time, so not including layovers and taxi and takeoff. 9 countries in 12 days, and every bit of it was for the works. Many times the flights were through the night to be able to get there, to be able to meet the needs.
Oftentimes, doctors and nurses and other professionals accompany you on these trips halfway around the world. Talk about what it is that you do personally. What is it that this group from Charleston, South Carolina is doing to help these impoverished people, or in the countries that Remember is visiting?
That's a great question, Tim. And we Charleston's blessed with a wonderful group of medical personnel, Medical University of South Carolina, Roper, Trident. I mean, we just have an incredible people who have a heart to do more than just make money. They want to make a difference in people's lives. But it's not just the medical profession. It's businesses that give and donate, because the thing I'm proud to say about Remember is there's many worthy organizations out there for donation. But Remember, every dollar goes to meet the needs of those that are being served. None of the administrative costs are paid for out of contributions. There's no staff. There's no paid personnel, no administrative. That's all taken care of. So businesses are welcome to partner with us in that and meet those operational expenses, because they're there. They're very real. But these people go and they travel and minister. We set up medical clinics in northern Iraq. We've set up medical clinics in Jordan, medical clinics in Myanmar, Burma, looking to do the same thing in Lebanon in the months ahead. So there's always a need for people to be able to go, people to be able to give, and our desire is to get in and do that. We've identified a pocket of children, orphans, in Myanmar that come from the Thai-Burma border, and many from the China-Burma border, where there's been ongoing civil war and conflict for over 60 years. Of course, there's a political environment that's changing in Burma or Myanmar that's on the news every day, or you know, quite often. Just had elections in November, and that takes place in the central part. It's what everybody sees. It's what you can see on CNBC or MSN or CNN. But when you get to the perimeter of the country, the situation's a lot different. Mm-hmm. And that's the ones we go to try to serve.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the kids. Talk about the children that Remember is helping, and it's just amazing to at the Christmas season to compare the differences between these kids that you folks are helping to American kids that parents are spending hundreds of dollars on for Christmas gifts and so forth. Talk about these Christmas gifts that you brought these children.
I'd be glad to, Tim. And the kids, we have about 104 children that we're combining into a single children's home. Currently, we have 2 children's home there, one called Agape, one called Faith. And the children, that 104 kids are split between that. There's about another 80 that we're trying to mobilize from the China border down, but it's very difficult right now. We can't get them there. That would bring our total number to about 184. These children have lost their parents or their primary breadwinner or been permanently separated from them. So our task is to serve them with love and care, ongoing, you know, education. Part of what our trip this time was, we had the privilege of carrying 8 suitcases. We did all of our luggage in the carry-on, and we took 8 suitcases full of Christmas gifts that were packed by Charlestonians individually with love and great care. And probably the highlight, all those people who worked so hard to donate and to pack those gifts, we were able to give everyone was targeted with a name. They had those kids, what they want are colorful notebooks, a set of their own pencils, to have a new pair of flip-flops, a toothbrush. But, and of course, in the mix of that, we put a, you know, little stuffed animals, and there were other toys and trinkets in there. And if you watch those kids open them, basically a shoebox type Christmas. Mm-hmm. But it was beyond anything that you could ever imagine or want to participate in. My children, I had the privilege of taking a couple of my children this past August in the completion of the new children's home as we're working to do that. And my children, when we departed, my children, their comment to me was, "Dad, we no longer ever want to have Christmas gifts. We still want to have a tree. And we want to have the whole Christmas event, but we don't want gifts anymore. What we want to do from now on is to save our money, and as we grow up, we want to go back and love those kids."
Oh, wow.
And that's what the Jackson House is doing this year, so right. We're doing just that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Must be so proud of your kids to have that same mindset.
I was very proud of them, so very proud of them.
Rick, to do this, it must cost an incredible amount of money. And as you said, unlike a lot of other charities that you know, have a lot of paid staff and there's a lot of administrative costs, and they might hire an outside firm to do fundraising for them, and of course that outside firm takes a commission of all the money they raise. Those are all costs associated with most charities, but that's different for Remember. 100% of the any donations that are received go right to these kids, right? So it's all of the administrative costs are taken care of by Curtis Bostick, I understand.
Bostick,
right?
Law Firm is a primary underwriter there. We would love other businesses to partner with them, partner with us in that. So when you write somebody writes a check, they can have absolute confidence. I've been there. I've put feet on the ground. I've witnessed those kids. I've understood what they need and watched. And it's so rewarding to know that everything that somebody labored so hard, as you and your wife have been generous, Tim, and on the air, thank you, for you and your wife, for partnering with us in that. To be able to come back and look you in the eye and say every dollar that you and your wife sacrificed went to meet the needs of those children. Mm-hmm. I can look you in the eye and say that with absolute confidence, and it has to stir your heart. It has to stir the heart of anyone to know that everything they gave went to meet the need and didn't just pay for operational expense.
Right, right. Well, how can folks donate? How can, you know, we're the Saturday before Christmas. People are feeling generous. They're opening up their wallets to buy gifts for friends and family. That's part of the Christmas giving season. If someone wanted to make a donation to Remember, how would they do that?
They can certainly visit our website. The website is rememberthose.org. Rememberthose.org. It's an easy, and there's an online capability. They can find the mailing address. They can mail a check. We take, you know, cash. They can donate by credit card. They can donate in as a memorial for someone. If they want to sponsor a child, they can sponsor a child. It's an inexpensive process to be able to. $30 a month sponsors a child overseas. You can actually sponsor a woman and her children in Eastern Lebanon for $50 a month. So there's innumerable opportunities, and I'd also just like to ask for people to consider to go. So we need medical personnel. It's hard for a small group of doctors to be able to meet the needs, but if they're medical personnel, laborers that would like to go, we'd love to take you with us.
Well, that's great. Rememberthose.org.
That is correct.
Rememberthose.org. All right, great. Well, thank you. Thank you, Rick, and to everyone involved with Remember Those for all of your efforts, and you really are making a big, big difference. So thank you.
Thank you, Tim, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.